From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Laurie Klein, reading Woman of Three Worlds by Jeanie Foster. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Brittany wept as she placed fragrant white dogwood blossoms on Tanta Aurora's grave after Jim Harrison, the stocky, grizzle-haired, circuit-riding Methodist minister, spoke the last words and closed his Bible. He had earlier helped Brittany build a fence around the raw grave to keep out the razorback hogs that foraged through the woods. There was nothing more to be done for her foster mother, part Cajun, part black, part Cherokee, and wholly loving, faithful, and practical about keeping herself and her young mistress alive on the decaying plantation adjoining the mirrored dark waters of Caddo Lake on the Texas-Louisiana border. Jim Harrison cleared his throat. He was a dedicated man who risked his life to desperados, swollen creeks, and freezing northers to preach the good book to his far-scattered flock. He was old enough to be 18-year-old Brittany's father, and she was as close to a daughter as he'd ever have. He taught her to write, cipher, and read till she'd devoured all the books in the musty library where her father had solaced himself after the death of her mother. When Brittany was three, Folkston Laird had ridden off to fight for his native Virginia. Though he was long estranged from his aristocratic family, who had cast him off for marrying a beautiful Cajun girl when he'd gone out to Texas, Folkston died at Shiloh. If his family knew about the orphan child in the bayous, they did nothing. But they must have faced ruin themselves after the war, and had neither...